The Utah Department of Transportation has completed the first phase of its corridor study of SR-30, which goes from Logan to Riverside. UDOT will meet with local governments in Cache and Box Elder counties to explain the preliminary findings in late May and early June. Vic Saunders, the regional communications manager for UDOT, says that SR-30 is a well-traveled road and UDOT would like to make changes to it without harming the environment.
It goes across the Cutler Marsh. That's an area that's very sensitive, and so we want to also be sensitive to that.
He also says that in order to preserve the environment, UDOT took samples of the soil, water, and shrubbery. It's also looking to widen the road and make it safer for trucks and civilian vehicles, especially during the winter.
Only two lanes. There are very narrow shoulders on it, and a lot of places there aren't any shoulders at all. And so we've taken into account what could be done. We've looked at several areas along the roadway in Cache County, another group of areas in Box Elder County, where spot improvements could be made that would be immediate.
Saunders says UDOT is currently releasing only preliminary results. He hopes to see a positive outcome from the meetings so UDOT can continue researching ways to improve the road.
So we are looking for the best possible solution with the least amount of impact that will move the most people.
For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Logan DeZatko.